back up north to hear a talk from Indibir Sohi on the rate of Zika virus prolonged viremia in pregnant women tested at the New York State Public Health Laboratory and associated characteristics and initial outcomes 2016 to 2017.
Good morning. In non-pregnant persons, Zika viremia is relatively short, lasting from a few days to around a week. A review of Zika virus by Peterson found that during an outbreak in French Polynesia, Zika viremia lasted 3 to 10 days after symptom onset. One major study was a descriptive analysis of the first 80 RRT-PCR positive cases in New York State. Excluding pregnant women, we reported a mean time of 5.4 days, a median of 4 days, and a range of 0 to 22 days from symptom onset to detection of viremia by PCR. A recent prospective cohort study by Paz Bailey in Puerto Rico found a median time of 14 days among 132 participants with detectable Zika virus by PCR. A study that brought this topic to light was a case report by Driggers, which found a pregnant woman that was positive by PCR and serum up to 10 weeks after symptom onset. More recently, a case report by Lang reviewed a pregnant woman who was positive by PCR and serum up to 15 weeks after symptom onset. There was a case here summary of pregnant women with prolonged viremia that were reported to the U.S. Zika Pregnancy Registry, including cases from New York State. Zika virus RNA was detected in the serum of 4 symptomatic pregnant women up to 46 days after symptom onset and in 1 asymptomatic pregnant woman at 53 days after last exposure. In the past Bailey study, 5 pregnant women were positive by PCR 46 to 80 days after symptom onset. Here are the New York State testing guidelines. Pregnant women in New York State that are outside of New York City are recommended to be tested at the New York State Department of Health Public Health Lab, also known as the Rodsville Center. Data is collected on all individuals requesting testing for Zika virus through the Rodsville Center. In July 2016, following reports of pregnant women with viremia, the testing guidelines expanded eligibility for PCR testing to all pregnant women, regardless of timing of last exposure. This differs from national testing guidelines, which recommend that pregnant women should be tested by PCR within 2 weeks after the last exposure, or 2 to 12 weeks after last exposure if the Zika IgM testing yields a positive or equivocal result. So while New York State has previously reported some of these cases in the literature, The purpose of the study is to determine the rate of prolonged viremia in pregnant women tested for the Rodsville Center. In addition, the other purpose is to describe the overall characteristics and outcomes in pregnant women with prolonged viremia compared to those with non-prolonged viremia. So this was a retrospective descriptive analysis of pregnant women in New York State who were positive by PCR in the serum. The inclusion criteria were pregnant women tested by PCR in the serum at the Rodsville Center from January 1st, 2016 to March 31st, 2017. And as mentioned, this includes 4 pregnant women with prolonged viremia who were previously reported in other literature, but were included in this analysis so that a rate of prolonged viremia could be determined. We use the definition previously reported in the published literature. The prolonged viremia was defined as, for symptomatic pregnant cases, as PCR positivity in the serum at or greater than 14 days after symptom onset, and for asymptomatic pregnant cases, 21 or greater days after last travel or sexual exposure. Data were collected from health department surveillance investigations and databases. In this study, last exposure for asymptomatic pregnant woman is defined as the last reported travel return date or date of sexual exposure with someone who had potential exposure to Zika virus. If the individual had both types of exposure, we use the more recent exposure. So 58 pregnant women in New York State and outside of New York City met the CSTE, the Zika virus case definition for non-congenital Zika virus disease or infection. 59% of these cases of these pregnant women are defined as a probable case, and 41% are a confirmed case. 18 pregnant women, which are the confirmed cases, are serum PCR positive, and they make up the study cohort. 11 of these 18 pregnant women have prolonged viremia. There were 250 total symptomatic pregnant women tested, of which 8 were PCR positive. 4 of these women had prolonged viremia. There were 2,441 asymptomatic pregnant women tested, of which 10 were PCR positive, and 7 of these cases had prolonged viremia. Overall, PCR testing was performed in 2,691 pregnant women at the Rodfield Center, and there were 18 PCR positive pregnant women, of which 11 had prolonged viremia. Here are the characteristics of these 18 PCR positive pregnant women. Around 40% of pregnant women with and without prolonged viremia presented symptoms. Most pregnant women were reactive on the IgM test, and all reported sexual exposure. However, for 5 of these cases, there was no date information. 3 of the prolonged viremia cases were positive on repeat PCR testing. Pregnancy and infant outcomes were also analyzed. Among all pregnant PCR positive women, there were 15 live births, 2 ongoing pregnancies, and 1 fetal loss at the time of the analysis. No birth defects were identified in any infants. However, as highlighted by the asterisk, there was 1 infant from a woman with prolonged viremia who had a brain abnormality of unclear significance and seizure disorder. 12 infants had laboratory testing performed, and all were negative on PCR and non-reactive on the IgM. So overall, the majority of women positive on PCR serum had prolonged viremia. However, the overall number of pregnant women with prolonged viremia is small among all pregnant women tested. The results support other study findings, which show that Zika virus can persist in the blood of pregnant women. And the PCR assay test provides several benefits. It is a more definitive test, which provides a rapid result. And this is useful for simplifying results and optimizing the use of available resources. It's important to continue to evaluate and monitor the infant outcomes of pregnant women who have prolonged viremia to see how their infant health changes over time. In terms of limitations, one of the main limitations in the study was sexual history data. It is required for evaluating prolonged viremia in asymptomatic cases, but the sexual exposure data was missing for 5 cases. This may affect the true number of prolonged viremia cases, because these pregnant women could have had a more recent sexual exposure date. In asymptomatic individuals, we use the last exposure date for a calculation of time to positivity, but it's possible that prolonged viremia cases were missed, or the duration of viremia was underestimated if actual infection was earlier than the last day of exposure. This study data did not capture the total denominator of all pregnant women tested from commercial testing. Our recommendations are that more comprehensive sexual history information is collected from providers and local health departments, and infant outcomes of women with prolonged viremia should be followed over time. The rate of prolonged viremia should also be assessed with a larger study size to see how the rate changes in other settings. And further study is needed with serial testing. And I would like to acknowledge my colleagues at the New York State Department of Health and the CST fellowships. Thank you.